This is the news in brief from the United Nations. Disturbing reports of Taliban violence against communities now under their control in Afghanistan have been condemned by UN Rights Chief Michelle Bachelet, who on Tuesday backed a return to peace negotiations in Doha. The High Commissioner for Human Rights said in a statement that there was fear and dread across Afghanistan, which had driven people to flee their homes. Women have been flogged and killed in areas overrun by the extremists, whilst journalists and human rights defenders had also been attacked and killed, Ms. Bachelet said. Since the 9th of July, the UN Rights Office has confirmed almost 200 civilian fatalities in four Afghan cities. Another 1,200 have been injured. In Geneva, spokesperson for the High Commissioner, Ravina Shamdasani, said that people rightly feared that the Taliban would erase the human rights gains of the past two decades, as US and international forces continue to pull out of Afghanistan.
We've already documented 183 civilians, but we do fear that this is really just the tip of the iceberg. The 1,181 who have already been documented to be injured, we don't know how many of them might succumb to their injuries. People are living in fear and dread. Women are already being, you know, killed and shot for breaching rules that have been imposed on their what they can wear and on where they can move without a male escort. It's time for the international community to prioritize peace in Afghanistan.
To date, the Taliban has overrun 192 district administrative centres in Afghanistan, attacked provincial capitals, and taken over at least six provincial capitals in Nimroz, Jawzjan, Kunduz province, Takhar and Sarilpul. To Ethiopia's embattled Tigray region now, where UN aid workers say that they've regained access to two refugee camps cut off by fighting since last month. The UN Refugee Agency spokesperson Boris Cherchikov said on Tuesday that emergency aid had reached the camp's 23,000 Eritrean nationals who had been without assistance since the 13th of July. But he warned that access is limited to Meyeni and Adi Harish camps in the southern Tigray, where healthcare is unavailable and clean drinking water is running out.
For Meyeni and Adi Harish, those two sites were on the 13th of July, we lost access because of a volatile security situation and clashes that were happening in the area. We have now been able to regain this access, and that's a positive development alongside the fact that we're now able to get some of the assistance into Tigray, which is urgently needed for so many displaced.
To protect the camp's residents, the UNHCR spokesperson called for safe passage for those in the camps to be moved to new facilities in Alamwash near Dabat town, 135 kilometres away. Mr. Shershikov also expressed concern that more people have been forced to flee fighting in Ethiopia's Amhara and Afar regions, where some 100,000 people in Amhara and 70,000 in Afar have likely been displaced. The UN agency has appealed for more than $164.5 million to assist around 750,000 people in Tigray and some 120,000 Ethiopian refugees in Sudan. Staying with Tigray, and the UN World Food Programme said on Tuesday that aid trucks reached more than 1 million people on the verge of famine in June and July, but far more help is still needed. Citing severe shortages of food, cash, fuel and functioning telecommunications equipment, the UN agency says that it has only delivered assistance to half the number it planned to. More than 175 trucks arrived in Tigray during the first week of August, including 90 trucks carrying more than 5,000 tons of food aid. An additional 90 trucks are expected to arrive in the coming days to replenish stocks of food, fuel, nutrition, health, sanitation and shelter items. But with 5.2 million people in the region in need of food assistance, that's 90% of Tigray's population, the WFP said that it needs at least 100 trucks arriving daily to meet the vast needs. People in Tigray are suffering due to lack of humanitarian support over the past month. We need to reach them now before they fall into famine, said WFP's Michael Dunford, who called for all parties to guarantee the flow of humanitarian supplies into Tigray before it's too late. Katie Dartford, UN News.